In today's episode, we discuss Corey's alien fetish, how to make chicken-flavored lube, and the best time to punt a small dog. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Now I'm warm. Did you say you were cold?
I was so cold.
And now I'm warm.
And suddenly I'm warm.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh my God. Climate change, global warming, starting here in
the
studio.
This isn't recording.
This has already been recording.
It has not.
And this has already been recording.
It has not.
And here we are.
Would you refer to yourself as a sweaty Betty?
No!
Or a Betty Spaghetti?
No.
Which would you rather be?
Betty Spaghetti. Because imagine if all of
you didn't let me fit
it. Sweat out spaghetti. Yum,
no,
yum, 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 yum.
That's what sweaty spaghetti is.
If I'm a sweaty Betty Spaghetti, remember, who's that one bitch?
Polly Pocket.
Wrong. Close. I feel like they would be friends. Something spaghetti. Amelia Bedelia.
Who do you think was more popular in their day? Betty Spaghetti or Polly Pocket?
Where does Amelia Bedelia fit?
I don't know. What is she? What is she?
Well, when I think about where...
Does she deserve a
Let
Queens
me tell you where,
episode?
You know, one place where Amelia Bedelia would fit...
Also, I'm going to need you to spell Amelia Bedelia.
Follow-up question. Oh, okay, yeah. Amelia. A-M-E-L-I-A.
Okay.
Bedelia. B apostrophe D...
Well, yeah.
E-L-I-A with an accent. Amelia Bedelia.
Very close.
Was I actually close?
Wow. I can't believe you know her considering she's older than you.
Amelia Bedelia. Is that a real human or a Polly Pocket?
No, okay. She's way
Have
old.
You ever put a Polly Pocket up your ass?
No.
No.
Or an American Girl doll?
Yes, that I have. Because they're a little bit bigger.
Yeah, they are.
Did
it's
you
more of like a plug.
Yeah, well... Isn't it? Couldn't anything really be a plug?
Depends.
If you're talking about that kind of plug.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about my Depends
what
that I'm wearing right
you,
now.
What do you know about Amelia Bedelia?
Oh, so this bitch, she's got four fingers on each hand. This bitch probably leaks piss if you put, I guess peas is the word. if you know how you can make some dolls drink?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you have
this bitch got a troll doll gemstone?
I had tons of troll dolls.
Yeah, well,
and then
the kids used to call me a troll doll when I colored my hair.
I think I started that.
That's pretty rude.
I think I Instagrammed a picture of me holding my birthday cake with a troll doll on it and being like, "Tyler's on my cake."
What a fun Instagram! Where can people find that?
I had a troll themed.
I was giving you a chance
at Corey Cool on Instagram. Follow me. I'm getting very close to 200,000.
Are you?
So,
you may have 200,000, but are you out's most eligible bachelor?
I'm not done talking about my trolls.
I'm talking
about
me.
We can talk about you as a troll
From
shortly.
One troll to another.
So you would get your belly button pierced with a bedangle jewel.
No, I don't think I've ever wanted to pierce my belly button. Because you know how I feel about all my innards coming out. We've
yeah,
discussed
very
this
nervous.
Before. I'm very afraid of that.
Snervous. I had
wait, Snervous?
No, no. I had
available
a birthday,
on Hulu in the
no.
US and Netflix abroad.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
true.
Got it. Cool.
I had a troll doll birthday party and some kid, I'll cut to the point.
Yeah,
some
cut.
Kid bought me knockoff troll dolls.
Oh, me, oh my.
I vividly remember it coming
what
with
What were they called? Amelia Bedelia's?
It with came
Polly
with
Pockets?
A, came with a tennis racket. Its hair was not the same consistency. Of a normal troll doll, I could tell from
I
like
I know the hair
from
consistency.
Like hours and hours of brushing my
Ew.
Real troll doll's hair,
Ew.
And it did not have a treasure troll.
A treasure
that was the ones with the jewel bellies.
Oh, okay. So what was it like? A
I don't know,
California
but that person
raisins?
Is my great grandma collected California
so
raisins,
did my
and you
sister.
Know that.
So did my
I
sister.
I loved
she
the
had a
one with the
shelf.
Saxophone.
I hate it. They all were too cool. She also collected Snapple bottles, but I don't know if she ever cleaned them
Snapple
out.
Snapple caps.
Nope, the whole bottle.
Wait, I collected Snapple bottles, and I would put a highlighter in them to make a really cool
Wait, oh my God,
like
Corey.
Black light effect in my
hey,
room.
Shut
Listen,
the fuck
I had
up
a black
real
light.
Quick.
I had a black
stupid,
light and a disco
stupid,
ball and a lava lamp.
Raisin. Hey, what was that one thing? Somebody recently told me a secret about you, about what you used to hold in your room.
Oh, Alien Alley.
Okay, let me explain what I think it was, and then you can clarify what it actually was. Yeah. So from my understanding, Corey was very into aliens. Not Galians. He wasn't out yet. And he didn't yet know about oversized letters in space. So he didn't know to be afraid. But Corey used to collect all things aliens. E.T., alien.
No. Oh, okay. I forgot you're just speculating.
This type of alien, that type of alien, all these aliens, Gonzo, Elf, all these aliens, Saturn.
Ed probably was an alien if you think about
it. Who is Mr. Ed?
That talking horse.
Okay. I read that they just slathered him with peanut butter.
Who?
People.
Mr. Ed?
Yes.
Oh, keep talking about Alien Alley.
They slathered him with peanut butter to make him talk. That's how they got him to move his mouth. All you have to do to make a horse move its mouth is stuff it with peanut butter, and they'll just lick and lick and lick and talk and talk and talk. Anyway, Alien Alley. So Corey also probably collected those glow-in-the-dark stars like a fucking idiot. Had them all over his corner of his room. He probably had a science fair project of, like, Saturn and a moon and a fucking... Can you name all the planets in order?
Yeah.
Neither can I. So that's Alien Alley. And he called it Alien Alley, like a stupid. Anyway, so we were at a salon and he ran into somebody he knew. And she was all like, remember Alien Alley? And Corey looked at me, like, petrified. Like, he had just been, like, outed.
As an alien collector.
Okay, so tell us about Alien Alley.
So, in my room, it was a very small room.
We get it.
I had a few shelves with a sign over top that was labeled it Alien Alley.
Is it?
You should also know.
Is it printed out or handwritten?
No.
Or
you,
calligraphy?
So you know, like when you go to a craft fair.
Oh, yes.
And you see like homemade street signs.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It was an official like homemade street sign that said Alien Alley as if like that was a street I lived on.
No.
So I had that in like one corner of my room above all these shelves that was just shelves and shelves of like alien stuff. I also had tons of alien bracelets and alien necklaces, but I never wore them. I just collected them because I've never been the type to wear jewelry.
Except your WWJD.
So a lot of the aliens, it was actually Marvin the Martian from Looney Tunes.
Oh, what a fool I am to exclude him.
Because my mom was like big into making us like Looney Tunes.
Yeah, so was my mom.
Jordy, my brother,
you saw my
loved
denim.
Tasmanian Devil.
Tell the people about the denim you just saw of mine.
All Tasmanian Devil. I had all Marvin the Martian.
Tell the people about my demo.
I just have to clarify a few more things.
Okay.
So like, of course I had those glow-in-the-dark stars on my ceiling.
Yeah.
I had those, a lava lamp, a disco ball.
A lava lamp, lavas from Earth.
And a black light.
Lavas from Earth.
Well, listen, the aliens felt very
a black light? There's no cum stains in space.
It was just for like a cool vibe in my room. And
I feel like you would ask for your birthday for a Spencer's gift card.
Oh my god, I loved going into Spencer's.
You so did I, but I loved looking through all the like
naughty cards.
The naughty
nerdy cards.
Yeah. I would open them and act like I was old enough.
And you'd just be very confident and like looking for like that muscle man in like a silk boxer.
Yes, yes.
He could get it.
And I would like save it up yonder.
Yeah.
I'm pointing at my head right now.
The only thing you were off on was the science fair because you know my school was too poor to have a science fair.
I had a science fair.
But yeah, you went to a rich school.
Okay, well, first of all, Dibble Elementary was not a rich school.
Okay.
Somebody fell off the handlebars.
Off the handle?
No, somebody fell off the monkey bars, and the school got sued, so budgets were cut.
Literally, that's why that school went under. And then they had to go to Parkside.
Oh, literally, probably.
And it was called Parkside Middle School, and then everyone knew it was called PMS, and then they had to change the name.
Anyway,
to Middle School at Parkside.
Hey, you know what I had? You had the shelf of aliens. I had
a booger wall.
I had a booger wall, but no, I also had a shelf of. All so you know, like I loved Legos, obviously. Like, who didn't? But I would put all of the hot Lego guys with beards, literally, and scruff.
Like, so you like scruff,
yeah. In like every occupation, I would have like all in a line.
What about like a doctor Lego?
All the occupations,
because
I felt like, look at all of these men with jobs,
and they
that's
just
what I
like...
would always think. And I would make them,
and they just like watch you make your booger wall.
Yeah, and I would when I was playing with my Legos, I would always make them have sex.
I think I did that with G.I. Joes.
Always.
But I also... did. I
don't know if I made them
once?
Have gay sex, but, like, everyone was fucking. All of my Legos. In a Kinect's bed.
I had G.I. Joes, and I definitely, like, instead of making them have sex, I made them, like, do dance routines to Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
I hate you.
I would, like, link their arms around each other's necks. Like, they were just, like, bros doing, like, a can-can. And it'd be like, hello, please. Oh, my God. I just remember doing that for hours.
Did I ever tell you about my pogo stick?
I cannot picture you pogoing.
All
I can picture you is sitting on a pogo stick.
Oh, honey, she did.
Handle first or end first?
When you ask if everything can be a plug, let me tell you.
Yeah.
There was a moment when I was really into my pogo stick. There was a hot guy that lived down the street, and for some reason I thought this was the way to impress him.
Pogo past his house?
No, I wouldn't pogo past. I would just do it in my driveway, and I would hope that he would drive by or walk by or bike by or whatever.
Did you could you pogo?
He was in a cul-de-sac, so the only way out was to go past my driveway. Yes, I pogoed for hours. Ask Antoinette.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I cannot picture you as a pogoer. I had horrible balance
up
on those
and
sort
down,
of
up and down.
I once did stilts in middle school and I was very impressed by like big old wooden stilts.
Oh, I could never do a stilt.
What was that place? Did you ever go to Greenfield Village?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that? Where in Michigan is that?
I think you're thinking Flavor Fruit Farms.
No. Greenfield Village.
Where was the place where I was with Dumbo or the Ace Ventura elephant?
Flavor Fruit Farm.
Was that Flavor Fruit Farm?
St. John's Apple Mill?
St. John's Apple Mill.
No, what was it? Uncle John's Apples.
It was Flavor Fruit Farms, but I'm trying to transition.
Cider Mill.
Apple John's Cider Mill.
Apple
John.
Apple Jack's. Who was Amelia Bedelia?
Who was Papa Woody?
My dad.
Did you ever come shop at Papa Woody's Woodshop?
No.
Fuck you.
But my
That's why it flopped.
I think it flopped because it burned down.
To the ground.
A good pizza place went in that area like after Papa Woody's went out.
Okay, well, you're thinking Kitty Cobb Market?
No.
Oh,
no.
You're thinking out in the fucking wilderness?
Wait, where was Papa Woody's?
Well, the first location was...
I thought you said...
Had to go,
why
no,
did
no,
I
no,
always
take...
picture it on Francis in Vandercook Lake?
No, it was never in Vandercook Lake. We're not garbage. No offense to the four people that live there. I mean, Corey's family. No, it used to be you had to take back roads, like dirt roads, to go all the way into the countryside. There was hay, I remember.
So it was outward, like.
And that's the one that burned right down.
Well, I guess that good pizza place didn't go in there.
So, and then we popped up a new one in Kibbe Cop Market.
Did it ever feel weird that Papa Woody just kept popping up Papa Woody shops? Say that a few times fast.
Papa Woody popping up Papa Woody shops. Whoa! Oh my God, Iggy.
Oh my God, sick flow.
Papa Woody
nice
popping up.
Wait,
say it again.
Papa Woody keeps popping up those Papa Woody pop shops.
Pop.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of pop?
Oh, I don't know.
A blow pop?
Oh, I love a grape blow pop, but you know I like grape anything like
you
grape
know what
Jolly
I've
Ranchers.
Recently been getting into?
Trouble.
Candy. Well, Julie, everyone's talking about candy.
Which you're not eating the purple candies, are you?
No, I love the blue ones because it's blue raspberry, and it reminds me of Warheads, but without the sour effect.
I guess, are Warheads still a thing? I feel like, to be honest, I had a Warhead.
Oh.
It's a super sour candy. Is that what context you were giving?
No, the context is the candy I've been eating is once we, Corey was like, wouldn't it be cute if your was this my idea or your idea?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Probably mine is most of the good ideas.
Right. The good ideas are usually Corey's. No, the iPhone case that matches the binge and
paper.
And we didn't have the rights to use
the photographer
the imagery.
Wouldn't let us use the imagery, so we
right.
had to recreate
so,
it.
So Corey goes out and buys
Please, you know I didn't go out. I just went to like buycandy.com.
Oh, she went. There.
Yeah.
Oh, you registered?
No. But it was like
anyway,
the most
Corey bought all that
website.
Candy, took those pictures, and now it's available.
They only sold them in 10-pound bags.
So now in my kitchen I have 10 pounds of candy.
No, you have 50 pounds of candy.
I have 50 pounds of candy.
I think
in my
each of those bags is either 5 or 10 pounds.
Well, 50 pounds of candy in my kitchen, and I am going one by one now.
Your kitchen?
I had a sweet tooth the other night and I was scraping every edge of the kitchen looking for anything.
You found that box on the floor by the window.
A box of candy. And I, literally, my heart dropped. I started sweating. And I had one of the blue ones, and it was just
life-changing.
It was just great.
I mean, I did snack on a few of the purples when I was, like, taking the photos.
Are they grape?
Yeah. I thought you said great, and that's also a yeah.
Okay. Cool. Speaking of which, this week's episode is sponsored by none other than districtlines.com/Tyler Oakley. You can find the most glorious t-shirts and iPhone cases and posters. And I just signed a buttload of posters, but they're first come, first serve. So if you want to get them, go get them. And there's Psychobabble merch. You guys, we have mugs and t-shirts. That's Psychobabble. It's not just crazy talk. It's Psychobabble merch. I think you guys will like it. Go check it out. districtlines.com/Tyler Oakley. I hate grape-flavored things. Have you ever had grape-flavored lube?
No, I've never actually had flavored lube or flavored condoms.
Okay, well, we're going to do the next collab we do will be a lube
taste
test.
I feel like once in college, you and I went to like one of those like sex in the dark,
yeah,
like things that like they made you go to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they gave out flavored lube.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember there being a peach and an apricot.
I never had the apricot, but I definitely had peach. I had cherry.
Why are you trying to eat lube?
Dad's hungry. When times get tough in college, like, when the cafe's closed and you've got a sweet tooth, what else do you got besides lube?
I saw you
lube?
Having like a piece of toast with apricot lube on it.
No, I have
not. You're like, no, this toaster, jelly is great.
A toaster strudel.
Oh, and my God. You're not allowed to have a toaster in the dorms.
I know. Daddy's difficult.
You just had a little. They were like in the shape of the toaster strudel.
No, it's like when you have like veggie soup. And you need it to have a little kick, you just add a little flavored lube.
Why don't they have, like, crazy flavors of lube? That's what I want to know. Where's the, like, mac and cheese lube?
Okay, well, you never want a savory
where's
lube.
The,
let me tell you. Let me tell you before you make a mistake.
Chicken ramen lube?
No, you don't want
where's
that.
Where's the,
you
like,
can always, well,
baked potato?
Let me tell you.
Loaded baked potato lube.
Here's.
I'm fucking starting a business.
An insider
today.
Tip. Here's an insider
copyrighted.
Tip.
Don't you take my savory lubes.
You want my insider tip?
I'm Googling, yes.
I'll give you my insider tip. Take a normal lube, okay? Put it in a vat or any type of mixing bowl. Add
oh my God.
Any type of you know, chicken flavoring or, you know, ramen noodle flavoring. You can add any flavor, really, pork, chicken. Mix accordingly, and then you're good to go. That's exactly what you want. Chicken flavored lube. What did you Google? What did you find?
I found a bacon lube.
Oh.
And then I
saw. Don't even say that out loud. You know people are just going to send it to me to give to you. No, don't
do it. Please
do.
Don't. And then I found a comment underneath the bacon lube that says, I was just thinking about why there are any savory flavored lubes. Maybe there's not an interest, but I think garlic or pizza would be great.
No.
What about hamburger?
You know what recently popped up?
What about ravioli?
You know when you buy things on Amazon and it says, people who bought this
also
bought this?
That. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want to know what somebody also bought that I saw. It was a...
What did you buy to get there?
I can't tell you.
I know what it was.
I'm not even going to say what it... Never mind. I'm leaving the topic.
What was the... I won't spill that tea.
I got to go.
But you got to tell me what the suggested...
I'll tell you another time. Now that you made me feel uncomfortable...
You openly told me what it was.
No, well, now this is getting weird.
I'm right. I looked up bacon lube.
Okay, good.
They got bacon body wash. Oh, my God. There's a knockoff book of 50 Shades of Grey called 50 Shades of Bacon.
Okay. Well, I got to say that sounds really stupid. From one author to another. Some ideas should not go to the printing press.
Yeah. Don't send me any bacon stuff.
Thank
unless
you.
It's like fully cooked bacon. Or I once got a Bacon of the Month Club, which I loved.
Oh, my God. Remember when Hannah Hart had a like Mustard of the Month Club thing?
Yeah.
And I opened her pantry and it was like 30 mustards because it was 3 per month.
She,
and she's like, I don't even eat this much mustard.
Yeah.
Good times.
I was just thinking about her the other day because someone was telling me about that Squatty Potty.
Oh.
And didn't you say she's a firm believer in it?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody should definitely invest.
I have a question about the Squatty Potty.
There's one that's compactable that you can travel with.
I have a question about it.
Ask me anything. I'm not.
So does she always just keep it out in front of her toilet?
Yeah. Where else are you going to put it?
I don't know. That's what
anyway. So people that don't know what it is, it's something that you put in front of your toilet on the ground. It elevates your legs. It is apparently the correct pooping position.
It just really arches the back, sinks the hips down low.
Oh, my God.
Like, what position are you supposed to be in?
It lets you give Papa Woody his wood shop.
Do they have a squatty potty for cats?
No, I hate cats who poop in toilets.
You're dumb. You've obviously never owned a cat.
Why would I ever? Cats are stupid. No offense, all felines. No offense to all of our feline listeners.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Whiskers, shout out to Muffin, and all the other cat listeners. So you hate all cats.
Yeah, but I told you yesterday, so you know how I hate small dogs? I don't mean to hate animals in general. I usually
Do you ever tease animals?
I don't tease animals, but I usually dislike all small dogs. But there I was on a hike yesterday, and I realized, I told you this, I love a small dog who doesn't know how long the hike they're on is. Was that a sentence? But it's just trying their hardest. You know when you're on a hike and the dogs are just really going for it and just like running. And it's, you know?
I guess I don't.
You don't know?
I'm usually running it faster than the dogs.
Oh, you don't
I'm usually ahead of the dogs.
You're so stupid.
I'll get a load
like
of
a little
that
chihuahua
dog.
That's really just trying its hardest at Runyon. Cute. Though, it takes everything within me not to punt it off the cliff. Because I always think it would be great to... Not that I want to punt a dog.
I think you just said you want to punt a dog.
But if there's any time that would be the best time to punt a dog, it's off the side of a cliff. No offense. I love dogs.
How did you...
Wait, I take it all back. I really like dogs.
How did you pass the, like...
Get on Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race, like, mental test.
I don't know. I really do like all dogs. I hate PETA coming for me right now. But I will say, imagine... Well, not maybe. Let's, don't imagine a dog. Maybe a stuffed animal dog.
Yeah.
A full replica animal that you could punt off a cliff.
Or that killer parrot that's supposed to kill someone this year.
Yes, punt the parrot. Hashtag punt the parrot.
I think so.
Yeah.
You did tell me all that yesterday.
Or actually, no. I would punt a villain dog. Yeah.
Like a Shenzi or that dog from like Lion King.
Yeah.
Ed. What are the names?
That's a hyena, you fucking
Well, tell
idiot.
Me it's not the cousin of a dog.
I guess I don't know. Well, aren't we all cousins?
Why are you trying to kick Scruff McGruff?
Scruff McGruff?
Chicago, Illinois. 60652.
Do you think Scruff McGruff and who's that one stupid?
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, how did you know?
Well.
Whoa. Corey, we are on 8 wavelengths.
I have a question. Yep. Do you think Scruff McGruff ever.
Barebacked for that
nope,
bear.
Nope.
Oh my God, Scruff? Like Scruff a nice hot Scruffy McGruff?
So
with
do you
a
think
big bear.
Scruff
daddy?
McGruff was ever hooking up with Smokey the Bear and they took Stickly and put it up there.
Jesus
butt.
Fucking Christ. Well, if too much Stickly rubbing and friction, that causes fire. Only you can prevent forest fires. 02134. Send it to Zoom.
I can't believe we gave so many shout outs to Stickly and the whole gang. I mean, really, I think people
Truly.
Should be at this
hey,
point
wait,
they should
Stick
be editing
Stickly.
Pictures together of Scruff McGruff, Smokey yep. the Bear, and yep. Stickly.
So Stickly, was that the
And maybe they should tweet them at us but also send it to Zoom.
I feel like it would yeah, actually do send it to Zoom. What about Face? I feel like we've talked about all of
Face?
This. Remember Face?
Is Face the paperclip that used to talk to you in like Word?
Bitch, that's paperclip.
He didn't even get a name.
Oh my God.
Didn't even get a name like clip.
Did I tell you? No, we were playing a game the other night. That game that you text your answers to the screen.
You're going
to
need to show me this game.
Okay, anyway. The prompt was, what do you think a kooky ostrich who solves mysteries, what do you think their name would be?
Carl.
Somebody submitted Denise Stritchfield.
I guess.
Denise Stritchfield, like ostrich. Denise Stritchfield. A kooky ostrich who solves mysteries.
Man.
Wait, where was I going
watch
with that?
That?
Where was I going
I would
with
watch that?
That
shit.
I think that's all I was going to.
Oh.
So, Denise Stritchfield.
I mean, Stritchfield.
Send us a... If you got Photoshop, make a movie poster for a movie Denise Stritchfield would star in.
I want to...
She's a kooky ostrich who solves mysteries. Hashtag Denise Stritchfield.
I literally picture her with a monocle.
No, she's definitely got that same haircut of the woman who
And all of her pens.
Excuse me?
All of her pens that she takes notes with.
Have feathers.
Have ostrich feathers on it.
Well, of her fallen brethren.
Because she can, like, tuck it right back into her
nest. Do you think an ostrich is ever tucked?
I'm sure. I mean, they tuck their head.
Well, surely Janice Stritchfield has.
How do you think she got so popular in the mystery-solving community?
Oh!
I think she really came up in the ranks because she was great at Clue, the game.
I love Clue. Well, I love the movie Clue.
I played Clue the other day with...
I would like to play that with you. I feel like you would be insufferable.
No, we played the other day with me and a few other people that you know. And all of us figured out...
Where was I?
You weren't in town, I guess. Uh-huh. All four of us figured out who had done it in the exact same amount of rounds.
And it was a race to the center.
No, because it was a new age Clue where you didn't even have to race.
You have to, like, text in.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You had to, like, Mall Madness.
You had
or,
to
like,
beep girl, boop
womp. You had to girl talk.
You had to beep boop womp. Hey, what I like girl talk.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Remember yesterday when I told you, like, in Michigan sometimes... Because, you know, Midwesterners always, like, apologize for everything. Like, if you, like, if a stranger bumps into me at the grocery store,
I apologize.
I'm like, oh, sorry. And, like, I don't even know who it was, but I feel like it was, like, a weird uncle or something. You'd be like, excuse me, and they'd be like, what'd you do, fart? Do you not love
I had
it?
An uncle who would always do pull my finger.
I had an assistant soccer coach who would do that.
He lived past the beads. You know, the bead curtain. He lived, that was his door.
So you don't like my excuse you, what'd you do, fart story?
I'm not even going to, you know, give it any attention, truly. I hate it.
Next time I hear you say, excuse me, I'm just going to follow you around and be like, what'd you do, fart?
I hate it. I hate your potty humor.
Oh, you love bathroom humor.
I truly don't.
You're the type to have, like, a book in there that's like, tell me about your shit.
You know, Zoe has that in her
house. I'm aware.
Did you ever... Do an entry?
Did I ever shit at Zoe's?
Yeah.
No.
What?
I read it when I was...
You stayed at Zoe's, didn't you? With me?
Yeah. Well, maybe... No, I think we were there for a day. Who knows?
Who even knows? She did our makeup.
Yeah. Was that an afternoon? How long were you even there?
It was me, you, Troy Connor,
Joey.
And Joey.
Yeah.
And
gays for days.
We had the best... I literally saw your head after you said gays for days thinking, is everybody in that group out? They are. We had the best photo shoot that day. I have like 50 pictures from that day of just like different angles of the five of us get like working for the camera. When are we going to do that again?
You know who said they would help me do that? Blair from The Amazing Race this season.
Wait, should we say anything about The Amazing Race?
I mean,
are y'all listening? Are y'all watching it?
I feel like we should always save it for the last 2 minutes, so we're probably good.
We're there.
But I mean, last time I think we didn't spoil anything. We just reminded them that it was like airing. And
every Friday, CBS, 8 p.m., or you can watch afterward. It'll be on CBS.com or on demand.
Right. And if you're listening to this like way in the past or future,
oh my god, people listening to it in the past.
Oh my god, planet Earth is listening.
No, imagine if like a fucking who
settler.
Are these people?
No.
Yes. No.
What's a future settler?
I was
like
thinking
a space
like somebody
settler.
Somebody in the westerns.
Yeah.
Watching us.
Yeah.
Listening to Psychobabble.
Yeah, because I mean, I think the
that was
world...
the worst Back to the Future when they went back to the western time.
I always got that confused with the Wild Wild West with Will Smith and Kevin
that.
Kline.
Loved it, but I hated the you know what I'm saying?
I know. I feel like we've talked about this way too many times. But yeah, so if you want to watch The Amazing Race, season 28, we're on it. Mm. And if you're way behind and just now catching up to these, catch up on the episodes because you can do that too. But I mean, catch up to Psychobabble as well.
And if you watch the race, tweet along with hashtag Team Tyler and Corey.
Yes, that's what we've
been
tweeting.
I stalk that hashtag nonstop. So if you want to watch any episodes and live tweet as you do.
You know what hashtag I occasionally stalk?
What?
I was looking up indirects about us on the race.
Oh, you?
From... fans or like people of the fans of the race and not necessarily
Tyler,
like people us
Corey,
and I spelled Corey wrong
yeah.
and found so
thing.
Many like tweets of people spelling
thing,
my name
babe.
Wrong what idiots
oh my god
if
us
that's
them
all of us
okay sure
Everyone's dumb.
Anyway,
my official statement.
If you guys want to subscribe, please do. iTunes.com/psychobabble. You already found it, I guess, if you're listening to this. Subscribe and leave us a rating. Corey, where can people find you besides Alien Alley?
I am all over the internet at Corey Cool. That's KoreyKuhl.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. Thank you for tuning in. Good luck with your life.
We will see you on the flip side later, skater. Bye.